Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sunny J, and you're now tuned into the first show of 2012. I'm so happy to be able to do this. Know everyone that made it 2012 with me, I definitely say big up for that. I want to say a shout out to my girl, Chalk Mommy, who's a fellow radio host, and they send some love out to her family because her son's my best friend actually got killed on New Year's Eve. He got robbed, and the guy was trying to take his stuff, and he shot him and killed him. So that's the thing. Don't take life for granted. You never know at any point someone can try to take your life from you, and you have no choice about it. So just take just really, 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 really embrace life. That's all I can say to y'all. Now, as far as what's going on, I've also declared this year on for everyone to know that over on Twitter and Facebook, I have said that this is the year of no excuses. So, I mean, I don't want to hear any excuses. Like, if you're not network, like, one of the things that irks me the most is that people don't try to network and then they wonder why nothing goes down. Like, you don't want to be too available, but you also don't want to be to the point where you not make yourself available to try to network with people. It's annoying, and it just drives me nuts. There's some people some people try to play a big game of why they don't network hard is because of being managed. There's plenty of people I know who are managed, and those managers work their freaking jelly when they see that you are somebody about something, especially if you have a track record of being about something. So, everyone just be cognizant of that, man. Like, I'm going to network to the depth of it. I've been doing this. There's nothing new to me networking. So, 2012, we're going to get crazier. And we'll get things to get bigger and better because of the fact that there's no excuses this year. Everything is going to keep getting better because it's no season. And you see, like I talked about before, the last 6 months of what we were doing on the dust spot, has been changing, like, rapidly. I've been loving it. A lot of great things going on. A lot of new members today was, oh my God, was so fun in the chat room earlier. So, looking forward to more of that, you know, is coming up. And we got something we're bringing up for this year. Bringing a lot of crap to this we haven't done in a while. Like, this week is Tucky After Dusk Week. That's to bring back our original series that we used to do every month, and it was so hot. So, you know, everyone come in, and, you know, it's a positive look. People need to be embracing how to change their lives financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever. There's all those different ways. So, we'll be chopping it up this week. Tomorrow, we'll be having it. It's going to be. So I want you guys, it's going to be an open forum, you guys basically share what your resolutions are for the year, and I basically want the show's going to be about. No one's going to be there, it's going to be a gift or whatnot, just sharing your resolutions. So you can get calling or sending them to Twitter or Facebook. All right, another thing, on Wednesday, we're going to have my girl, Miss Tracy from the Zumba Fitness. She's a Zumba Fitness instructor in the area, and she's doing a really good job. She's making a lot of buzz, and if y'all go check out her before and after pictures, wow, crazy. Check out her before and after pictures, you'll be like, damn. So yeah, big ups to her. Have her on the show, and by the way, I break down the schedule later on of how the show's gonna work this week. And then on Thursday, we had Golden Glove boxer, Golden Glove champion boxer, excuse me. Or Luis Yanez, a.k.a. DJ Legend, which DJ Legend is one of the people I'm very cool with. He's actually, he actually owns a spot at the place I DJ every Thursday, so I'm chopping that up. All right, so we're going to go to my son today. We're going to take it back. It's a song called Copycat. I think this is a great way to start the year. This is Copycat by B. Rose, an experienced poet. Let's go.
If I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The maturity, I got the expectations. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most deaf biz. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. It's a year 09, and Cass is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Hoops minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skills and executive peers. That's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no resembling. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a missing me too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my favorite.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And
if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
I
it.
I just said that, dude.
My friends agree.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like that music with a meaning, yeah, a certain type. I conscious rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best and dumb, take me serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a groupie, gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Jocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that, it's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resorts and left you rhyme. That's a truth, nigga, you like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the beat is with it? Whack rappers who get you should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Fuck taking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to be original. Nobody.
I like it too.
like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's my too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that too.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
If I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Shout out to that song. That's the best way of going to it. Like, really, real talk, man. Just because people don't necessarily like something doesn't mean that you're a hater. But I had to make sure, but it's also just the way you address things. Like, earlier, someone had, I wanted just the line to it, that's my motto to it. You know, every week we change the avatar in there to represent the feature model of the week. So, there's one chick, she comes to the building, and she's like saying, I don't like that picture. Can you change it over there? So I'll put mine up there and say it. I'm like, you know, is it that she's hating, or is she just not choosing? I don't know. You know, the picture is cool, but just don't be hating on her grind. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just how you come up with things. I mean, this is the first time I've ever, the girl was never following me. I'm like, it's crazy that out of random she comes up and says that. So, it was really weird. I can't freaking believe that, Carl. Like, man, so, put it in a place and let her know. I told her, it's cool, it's just a like them, as long as it's not, it comes up as a hating type of thing. So, there's a difference. Like, we can just like something and not be a hater, honestly. So, you don't like it, it's cool. Just don't be disrespectful. You're disrespectful about it, then that's when you are a hater. And that's my simple, that's my simple thing for today. All right, so, we'll go ahead and go into the hot mess. Now, as far as the Hot After Dust album now, we're going to do something new on the Dust spot where every day there's a new Hot After Dust daily where you can actually get in a blog. We're blogging every day of different stories, whether they're hot or not. hot mess or hot stuff. So we're going to be chopping it up on there, and every day you'll get, we'll actually put on something on there later today. After that, it'll be something every day on there. And I have some of the top stories. Like every Monday, you get the top stories from that drop down that Monday. And then other than that, you just have to catch everything else in the blog. So there you go. All right. So, let's go ahead and go into some of those stories, by the way. And I know my voice is driving me nuts, y'all. This voice has been battered this weekend. So I'm trying to get back to normal, y'all. It's driving me nuts. Okay, so hold up. We're going to the other one. We got some stuff about Beyonce, some stuff about LeBron and Beyonce, how that rhymes. And boy, Flo Rida. And then we got one more story. I don't want to talk about Kim Kardashian. That's a story that's going on. But I just get bored about talking about the woman. Like, we'll talk, like, everyone talks about her. Let me give it a break on the airways. I'm going to talk about Sanaa Lathan as well. So that'd be the four stories for today. And chop it up here in a moment. Let's put y'all down the dust spot. Go there. Go to duskspot.com. Join. It's free. And it's a social network that really brings a lot of fun back into social networking and the networking back into social networking. So definitely go check it out. We're doing some really big things. And that's all because of the members that are on there that are really dedicated to making this pop. So, talk to them. You know, I just want ever been said, a lot of people have been showing a lot of blessings lately, saying, oh, man, that is a great site, man. You put a very good site together. It's not as good as it is without the people that's on it. So that's the thing. It's only a vision until the vision is enacted, and then the people who play the parts of the vision make it happen. I'm just feeling like real positive, like extra positive today. So if I start sounding preachy or whatnot, I'm just so sorry, but it is what it is. Okay, so hold up. All right, so let's go back. Let's go for the first story, because I like to start with if I'm getting news first. So let's go ahead and go to Beyonce. Check that out. And by the way, for those of y'all worrying, she's pregnant. She's still pregnant, like the baby already. The baby's still going on right now. Because of, then she got a report directly from her sister. She actually says that she's still working. The baby's still in progress. She hasn't had the baby yet, so I just let y'all know no one starts freaking out and go, oh, Beyonce's had a baby already, yo. You know, we still got some time, y'all. She should be doing a pop very soon. So y'all be on the lookout for that. But I gotta go into, you know, we gotta go to Hot Mess in a second, because speaking of babies, Flo Rida, man, bro, what's going on with you, bro? Apparently Flo Rida's baby mama has reported that Flo Rida is trying to deny kids, which, you know, clearly looks like him. Now, I mean, it's only one place that I step in, because y'all know, I know me, I don't hold back. I will put myself on blast too. Now, the baby might send a favor. Now, the trick to it is you need to get a paternity test to prove it, because I've been in a situation personally where I thought I had a child and it looked like me, it really did look like me, and it turned out to be mine. So at the end of the day, still get that freaking paternity test. You need to get it done. Because you don't want to wait. If the words of Kanye West, 18 years, you don't want to be from that 18 years later, and then you find out that wasn't your child all along. You're like, well, dang, I got tricked into this. But it's kind of hard to just own a child for 18 years, because you put all that love and money and stuff into it. All that stuff goes into that, and you really just can't take all that back. That builds up attachment. So, that's the same. Flo Rida, man, if it is yours, bro, take care of your child. If it isn't, then hey, I feel you, man. I know how it feels to be put on blast and then and not be there. Everyone watches Maury, and most times Maury shows, it always shows, they mainly show the people who are the father. They hardly show the people who are not the father. So we don't get to get that just of, okay, there's really awesome dudes out here who've gotten fucked over. So check it out. Just, you know, send the guys that do some shit too. Like, y'all can't just be, like, it's society has built it to where it's really more so on, it's always if the dad does, if the dad's on one side, always one side of it pisses me off. So whatever, go to the next thing. LeBron. LeBron gets, I mean, the fiance had new 4-carat heart shaped flawless diamond ring for up to engage her or whatnot. So big ups to that. I'm gonna check this out right now. Looking at her reaction, I just gotta say one thing. It is about time it made this happen, because it's just driving me nuts. They weren't married a long time ago, so big ups to that. And I'm just very, 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 very proud of LeBron. I've been talking a lot of crap about him for the past year, because he did come out on the wrong step. Like, the way he had to do a lot of cleaning up of his character, because the way that he went over to Miami, he just wasn't a good look. But he's been trying to clean that up. He's been trying to do a lot of stuff to make sure, you know, that, well, you know, I didn't necessarily do the right thing at that news conference, and the overzealousness of when we did a big triple threat thing when we first came out. But now you can tell in his gameplay that because he's trying to be positive. It's shown in his gameplay. It's like, okay, that positive energy is transcending over to that. So, big up to you, LeBron. Hey, I got to show you love of that. I hate the Heat, but you're doing some big things. Whoa! That's big news. Put my music back on. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so apparently, Sanaa Lathan has a new boyfriend, y'all. Guess who the new boyfriend is? My boy, Fat Joe. Fat Joe and Sanaa Lathan are talking to each other. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so. This is pretty interesting, but you know, you need the picture. This is one picture you see the way in his little nice little date by Fat. Was up at the party, and then you see Sanaa Lathan take a picture of him with Fat Joe. And this is crazy, y'all. Like, wow. So, I mean, Fat Joe gave me some hope, man. That means that stop making like some dudes ain't necessarily scrying. So, shout out to that. Shout out to Sanaa Lathan. I definitely rock with you. Definitely heavily now. It was funny because my ex roommate, who's my ex roommate from years ago, he's a big dude. And he already talked about how much of a crush he has on her, so that'd be some good news for him. But I got to tell him that joke when I see him, like, hey, man, you know somebody like him, like the big dude, bro. So, man, it's definitely big things going on. All right, so, let's say check out everything that's going on. If you missed anything part of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ. Check it out on iTunes by typing in Life It Does Live. All the shows are there. And also check it out on the Dust Spot. Click the Life It Does tab, and they actually have the 5 months recent shows. So check them out there. Even Google it on see all the other networks is on as well. All right, so we get ready to roll on out. And just remind you guys of this week. I'm helping you up the Dust week. And tomorrow's open forum, once you call in and share your New Year's resolution. And then Wednesday at noon, we're going to show a different time. It'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll be my girl Tracy from Zumba Fitness. And then Thursday, we'll be having my boy Luis Yanez, who is a Golden Glove boxing champion. And man, definitely big ups to that. And that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be on the lookout for all that. That was the show for the week. I am your boy, Teddy J. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, no matter what, there's a J, or what there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life That Does Live. We are going on now. All right, remember, this is the year of no excuses, so no excuses.